I hope, my dear boy, that after all I have just told you, it will become clear to you why, among the three brain beings of the other groups on your planet, data for an opinion so uncorresponding to reality have been crystallized regarding the beings of that separate community known as France. Be that as it may, it is a great misfortune for the ordinary beings of France that the contemporary three-brain beings of other groups have selected the capital of this community for their so-called cultural manifestations. At any rate, I personally pity the ordinary beings of this community with all my essence, now that their capital, even though only a certain part of it, has come to be considered the center of culture of the whole planet. It is even astonishing that most of the beings of the community of France, in spite of the quite abnormal conditions of ordinary being existence, due to their capital having unfortunately become the chief center of culture for the whole of that ill-fated planet, were able to preserve in their presences, however unconsciously, those data for the two being impulses on which, above all, objective morality is based, and which are called patriarchality, or love of family, and organic shame. Since this contemporary center of culture has long been the gathering place for beings from all over the planet who have completely given themselves up to the evil god holding absolute dominion in each of them, namely, to the evil god that has become their ideal and is very well described in the words, to attain a complete absence of the need for being effort and for any essence anxiety about anything whatever. These beings must, of course, consciously or unconsciously, have a harmful influence on the beings of the whole community of France. You will understand very well, my boy, what a misfortune it is for the ordinary beings of France that the present-day center of culture lies within their community, if I tell you about one of the consequences of this. I learned about it from information communicated to me in one of the latest etherograms concerning the three-centered beings of your planet. I must tell you that when these beings, who have completely given themselves up to their inner evil god, flock to one of these centers of culture, they occupy themselves, among their other harmful actions, simply out of idleness and to satisfy their whims, with devising new forms of manifesting their Chasnamassian properties, or, as is said there, with new fashions, which they then spread all over the planet. This Chasnamassian practice of devising new fashions existed in former civilizations also. During the Tikliamishian civilization, it flourished under the name of Adiat, and in the Babylonian period, under the name of Haidia. Adiat, Haidia, or fashion, consists in devising new means of being manifestation for ordinary existence, and various methods of changing and disguising the reality of one's presence. Adiat, Haidia, or fashion, play the same role in their daily being existence as those customs of ours which are established to alleviate the inevitable external conditions independent of beings. Customs that gradually enter into use everywhere as an essential need. These contemporary customs or fashions of theirs, on the other hand, are first merely temporary and serve only for the satisfaction of the insignificant personal aims of these present and future Chasnamuses, which have become utterly abnormal and trivially egoistic. And second, they are neither more nor less than the results of automatic reasoning based on relative notions flowing from the abnormally established conditions of ordinary being existence there. And so, about half a century ago, in this city of Paris, certain candidates for chasnamus invented the fashion for beings of the female sex to wear their hair short. And this maleficent invention of theirs spread like wildfire by the usual well-proven ways and means. However, as at that period, the feelings of morality and patriarchality were still very strong in the beings of the female sex of the community of France, they did not adopt this harmful invention. It was the beings of the female sex of England and America who adopted it and began cutting their hair. Moreover, as the beings of the female sex of both these communities thus deliberately deprived themselves of that part of their presence which is adapted for certain exchanges of cosmic substances, great nature did not fail to react and began to produce corresponding results which will assuredly take such forms as have already arisen twice on this planet. The first time in the country of Unayano, now Kafiristan, where what are called Amazons appeared, and the second time in ancient Greece, where the religion of the poetess Sappho was founded. Meanwhile, in these two contemporary communities of England and America, the cutting of women's hair has already produced, in the first case, suffragettes, and in the second, what are called Christian Scientists and Theosophists. Moreover, when this chasnamusian fashion of cutting the hair of female beings became widespread, a proportionate increase was observed everywhere, as I was informed by the etherogram I received, in what they call women's diseases, that is, various sorts of inflammation of the sexual organs, such as vaginitis, uteritis, ovaritis, as well as fibrous tumors and cancer. And so, my boy, although this fashion of cutting the hair of beings of the female sex, invented in Paris by beings with chasnamusian properties, did not at first catch on in the community of France, yet since their capital had become the general rendezvous of beings with such properties, who went on spreading this harmful invention, these latter have ultimately succeeded in implanting it there. And so the beings of the female sex in France have likewise begun to cut their hair. And at the present time, this hair cutting is in full swing for nearly all of them. At the hairdressers in Paris, as I was informed in this etherogram, they have to wait their turn exactly as people did not long ago in the community of Russia to receive American flour. And this contagious rush of women to the hairdressers to get their hair cut has already given rise to court actions between these hairdressers and the fathers, husbands, and brothers of these shorn lambs, and even to many divorces, as they are called. It is interesting to note that the judges there, as was also communicated in that etherogram, in each case acquitted the hairdressers on the ground that the beings of the female sex who had gone to them were over 16 years of age, and therefore, under the laws of that country, had reached their majority and were free to do as they pleased. But of course, if these French judges, and in general the judges of the whole planet, knew that there exists in the universe a definite law regarding all formations without exception, which serves the great trogo auto ego krat for the transformation of cosmic substances, they would undoubtedly have a completely different understanding of the concept expressed by the word majority. The point is that according to that definite cosmic law, during the transformation of cosmic substances, all such individuals, among whom are the Kestrup-Martinian beings of the female sex, are the sources of all those active elements which, by their fusion in subsequent cosmic formations, must serve in the process of the great holy law of Triyamasikamno as its second holy force. In other words, these beings are always the negative or passive principle. And so, owing to this cosmic law, these sources transforming the active elements that serve as the passive principle can never be free to have any independent manifestations. Only those sources can have this independence which transform the active elements that should serve as the holy affirming or active principle of the holy Triyamasikamno. That is why the sources that serve as the passive principle cannot be responsible for their manifestations. That is, they cannot be, as they say, major. Speaking of these French beings, I must also tell you, in order to characterize them more fully, that the members of the ruling class there invented a very good means for calming the minds of the ordinary beings of that community, which they employ just as the power-possessing beings of the large community of Russia employ their means of encouraging the use of the famous vodka, and as do the power-possessing beings of the present-day England with their no less famous sport. However, although the power-possessing beings of the community of France also successfully apply these good means for the attainment of their egoistic aims, it must be admitted, no offense to the power-possessing beings of England and Russia, that these means of theirs do scarcely any harm to the planetary bodies of the ordinary beings. Nor is this all. With these means, they unconsciously bring a certain benefit to the ordinary beings of their community, by diverting them and giving them temporary relief from the ill effects of their obsession with fashion, which was invented, as I already told you, by the present and future Chasnamuses gathered in their capital from various countries, and which now enslave the ordinary beings of France even more than the beings of all other communities. These good means are called fairs, and at the present time, these fairs are held in the principal squares of all their towns and villages in turn. In just those squares where, about two centuries ago, the three-brained beings used to meet for discussions of what they call religious and moral topics. In all justice, it must be said, my boy, that these French fairs are very, very amusing places. I confess that even I like to visit them and pass an hour or two there, thinking about nothing. At these French fairs, everything is cheap, everything is marvelous. For instance, for a trifling 50 centimes, everyone can whirl himself giddy on what are called pigs, chameleons, whales, and so forth, and on various new American and non-American inventions designed for producing stupor. And if a being recovers too quickly from all these stupefactions, he can then, for only a few more centimes, treat himself to something very tasty, often prepared right on the spot. It is true that after these dainties, the beings, as far as their stomachs are concerned, often become but what is this compared to the pleasure they had in eating them? And in case one of the ordinary beings there wishes to try his luck, as they say, then for another few centimes, he can satisfy this desire in a thousand ways. For these famous French fairs offer every attraction known on the planet Earth for gambling or for fun. In a word, everything from the roulette of Monte Carlo to the game of snip, snap, snorum.